Okay? Now, the first thing to do is when we talk to the Lord and we say, search me, Lord, and know my heart, try me and know my ways, to just be honest about where we crumble. Don't be ashamed about where we crumble. Be honest about where we crumble, because the only way we're going to get it fixed up is if we're just flat honest about where we crumble. And then the Lord will give us strength to overcome that if that is our heart's desire. If we say, I want to be iron. I would like to have all iron. I would like to not be crumbling. I would like to not be falling apart. Because you see, the thing that I have noticed, and I'm sure that you have noticed, and not just to me as a pastor, I get to see it a lot of places, and so do you. But the thing that I notice is that people, when things are crumbling around them, they will look for some iron to hold on to. And when they get a hold of some iron, they may begin to even speak a little irony. And boy, they've just got confidence in God, or else they want you to do something about God. As a pastor, sometimes it's like, you know, hey, you do something about this, you're my pastor. Well, why don't you want me to do something about it when things aren't crumbling? Why don't you want to be close to the pastor, the shepherd, when things are good? Why is it when things are crumbling? But it's a fact that a lot of times, boy, when things are crumbling, people are just, man, they're calling, they're dependent, and they just want all this help, and that's good. That's what we should do. The Bible says that we should call on someone. If we can't get it, if we're crumbling, and we just can't seem to hear, we just can't seem to reach out, we should, but then we should grow in that. But so often, people, when they're crumbling and things are falling apart, well, then they'll grab a hold of a little bit of iron, but then once things level off, the clay returns. You know, the clay gets crumbly and cracky, and that's why it said it will sometimes be weak and sometimes be strong. Sometimes your faith is strong, sometimes your faith is weak. Somebody can say, oh boy, I'm really fired up now, and praise God. Go from there up, not let it fall down. Tell you what, don't let it happen. It's up to you to stay stirred up. It's not up to anybody. It ain't up to me to keep you stirred up. Because I can't. I can tell you, get stirred up. Be strong in the Lord of heart. I can tell you till I'm blue in the face. But I can't stop you from saying that's easy for you to say. Not your business. We're talking about my life. I don't know whose life I talk about. I'll grant you, sometimes it would be nice if this was a church of 50,000. Then you got a lot less chance of knowing exactly what you're talking about. But it doesn't make any difference. We have to say what the Lord would have us to say. I wasn't there for John's conversation with Jody, but I would certainly think that John didn't say, oh honey, she's probably dead and 500 miles from home. I would think he said, we'll pray. I'll get a hold of your mother. She'll pray. It's going to be okay, honey. I would think that he would calm her and encourage her and be confident in what the Lord can do. Okay? Now, the thing is that some will be iron, some will be strong, and some will be weak. Okay, in our walk with God, we really need to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to take care of those crumbling areas. We need to be determined we really don't want any crumbling areas. The other thing that the Lord pointed out to me is, you know, with clay, if clay is not, you know, pliable or moldable, you add a little water to it, and you can form it again. You can make it look good again. And unfortunately, a lot of times, people in the body of Christ, who should know better, will take just enough water of the Word to keep it looking better. Looks better. Has a little bit of it has a form of toast to it, so it's okay, and that's all right. But you know what? That won't last because it's still clay. It's still crumbling. And if we allow those spots, those clay spots, those crumbling spots, to continue to crumble often enough, what happens to clay when it crumbles enough? It becomes dust in the wind. It just blows away. just encourage you, challenge you, admonish you, that it doesn't matter who or what blows away, you are going to. Don't allow yourself to be blown away. Sometimes people will be blown away with other people because other people are being blown away. And back off instead of pressing on.